Hello, my name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Mr. Richard Hall, who's Executive Director of Citizens Planning and Housing Association, or CPHA, as most of us know it. And Rich is here today to talk to us about how to improve our neighborhoods in Baltimore and surrounding areas. So, Rich, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thanks for coming. I know you're busy, and I know you folks are doing a lot of good stuff out there, and I wanted to kind of give you a chance to highlight it.
Great.
First of all, for those of our listeners who didn't catch your predecessor's show, that's a tongue twister sometimes, a while ago, could you please tell us a little bit about CPHA?
I'm glad to. CPHA is a 75-year-old organization. This is our 75th anniversary, and CPHA, as you mentioned at the beginning, stands for Citizens Planning and Housing Association. Mm-hmm. I think that's still a pretty good description of what we do. Their focus is the Baltimore region. It's fair to characterize their work as being a little more focused on the city itself, but mm-hmm. certainly they're have been and continue to be a number of things that CPHA is engaged in the Baltimore region. Certainly, a lot of issues in the city don't stop at the city line.
That's for certain.
And so the history of CPHA, you could track a lot of the history of neighborhoods, housing issues, community development through the city, and it parallels a lot of what CPHA has done over that time. Early on, they're involved in issues related to slum clearance, trying to bring mm-hmm. A more progressive, responsible approach to that long ago. CPHA has been very involved with neighborhoods for a very long time. We don't do as much of that work at the moment right now, which is mm-hmm. something I'd like us to do more of, but that's certainly an important part of their history. They used to be very involved in something that Baltimore, longtime Baltimoreans would remember, which was the city fair. That is something right. that CPHA used to be quite involved in that doesn't exist right now. And bring us up a little more to current times, there was a large effort funding as a national program sponsored by the Obama administration in Baltimore, it's called the Opportunity Collaborative. It was part of the Obama administration's Sustainable Communities Initiative. Mm-hmm. There was a national, very competitive program. It went through the Baltimore Metropolitan Council, which is for the Baltimore region here in Baltimore. And that was something CPHA was very engaged in. And it finished up just about a year ago, which is right about the time I came. So, but it was a very important thing that has set forth regional housing workforce plans. And also, they obviously do transportation planning there. But the Opportunity Collaborative was more focused on the regional housing issue, and that was what a lot of the work of CPHA was on that. And so that's something that was a significant project. It really pulled a lot of groups together, not worked together at the regional level before. And that was really the aim, I think, of the Obama administration on that. So that's one of the bigger projects that CPHA has been involved in, that had many, many stakeholders involved. And I think many would tell you that effort coming out of the Obama administration is probably one of the most direct planning, community development, community engagement efforts that's come from the federal government in many, many years.
Right. Right.
And so more recently in that, we're involved to try to respond to Governor Hogan counseling the Red Line almost exactly a year ago. Red Line, the light rail transit route that would have connected east-west and provide a vital link in the city.
Yeah. That's something that unfortunately did not happen.
Right.
Do you think there's any chance of that in the future?
There is. I mean, it's been that alignment has been talked about for decades.
Yeah.
It was planned for 10 years. A lot of money, federal and state money, went into not just planning it as a concept, but planning and engineering design for it. And, you know, not to retell this whole story, redlining, it's been well publicized locally and nationally, actually. And there are legal complaints that have been filed against the governor's action. It's quite a shock because he basically killed this long-term project via press conference June 25th last year. And there are discussions about, you know, different ways to move forward, whether a lot of different ideas have been kicked around, whether you do a sort of half of it, the west side of it. Some people talked about that, going from the West Baltimore Mark to the Lexington Market area and picking up the existing subway line there. Mm-hmm. That's an idea that's been kicked around a lot. There's thoughts that down the road, a new administration, folks could move forward on the red line there. But this is something that's been studied for a long time and looked at many different ways, and it made it through extremely competitive national process from the federal transit administration called the New Starts Program. So they really kicked the tires and looked at a very high level of scrutiny, and it was getting federal money. Actually, federal money had to be sent back to the federal government when the governor canceled this project. So we had a forum in September about it, trying to figure out, you know, what next steps were. Mm-hmm. We worked on some legislation this past General Assembly session that sets forward a process to make transportation decisions, funding decisions, more open and objective. Maryland's behind many other states in doing that, including our neighbor to the south, Virginia. And most Marylanders don't like to be behind on anything. This bill, House Bill 1013, to those that sort of keep track of those kind of things, but it was House Bill 1013 in Maryland General Assembly, and it was vetoed. That veto was overridden. And so that bill passed, and now we're hoping to get people interested in ways to make sure it's well implemented, because it sets forth essentially a general scoring process to say objectively this project is a better use of public dollars than that one.
Right.
I mean, it's kind of a common sense.
Right. How can someone find out more on your website, perhaps?
Yes, you can certainly find out more on our website. You know, the session just ended a little over 2 months ago now. How this bill goes forward, like a lot of legislation, the bill's now law because General Assembly overrid the governor's veto. But, you know, where it goes from here really depends on how well it's implemented and how much people care and make sure that they're engaged and make sure their elected leaders know how important it is to actually take this legislation seriously and implement it well. But certainly our webpage, which is cphabaltimore.org, you can go there and get more information, and working with some other partners on this at this stage. And we hope to work and build a coalition to make sure from reviewing local government submittals of projects, or the wish lists are commonly called, to, you know, looking at the Consolidated Transportation Plan, CTP, and also making sure that Maryland Department of Transportation takes this legislation seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of your other basic services.
Sure.
I know that, goodness, CPHA has had so many organizational development things for neighborhood associations and planning groups over the years.
Sure. So lately, what we've been doing is forums on different issues of interest. So I just mentioned the one we did in September on the red line, kind of called the red line, what now, like a question mark, and what we do next. We had a panel, a diverse panel of speakers, and then engagement with the audience, and then we produced a report, and those reports are on our webpage. We did another one in April on economic development incentives. The focus was TIFs, tax increment financing, and that's certainly a hot topic these days. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a new issue, and that report is on our webpage as well. We are planning to do two more in the coming months, one on inclusionary zoning and approving the city's current inclusionary zoning ordinance, and another one on looking at the link between vacants to value, the city's program for targeted demolition of abandoned housing, and how that could be best coordinated with the CORE. At the moment, I forget what that acronym stands for, but it's the state's program to essentially help augment the vacants to value. It's basically state funds to help with demolition as well. So we're interested in sort of strategic use of those funds.
So they're coming up in a couple months?
That's right. This summer.
So folks can find out more by going on the website?
Yes.
And I guess they could call you folks,
They
too,
can certainly call us. Our number is 410-539-1369. And we use Facebook a good bit as well. You can just type us in the search, CPHA Baltimore. We'll get you there. But the Facebook link there is facebook.com and then /BMORECPHA, all one word there. So we're pretty easy to find. And we certainly, our webpage and Facebook is a good way to get us. And you can always call us as well. Some of the things we've done have a long history of doing neighborhood academies and those types of things. We try to be involved in those as much as possible. Currently, we're having funding is a challenge. We're an old organization. We're policy based. We're advocacy based, and we're citywide, region based. And I think there's been a bit of a change in some of the funders' approach to that type of thing. So we have had a difficulty getting funding for that kind of work, and we think it's very important work to do. Everyone will tell you that Baltimore is a city of neighborhoods, and you can go a few blocks and you have a whole different group of people, different, it's really block by block. You have your block captains, literally or figuratively, and the personality and the personality from design perspective as well as the people changes. That's part of what makes the city so interesting.
So
I'm still a firm believer that there needs to be more resources to help all kinds of neighborhoods, those that are well functioning and want to move the ball forward in their community, and whether it's just within their own or with adjacent communities or with the city government, that's an important role that we've helped with in the past.
Absolutely.
Those that are on the cusp and could go up or down, quite frankly, and so we think that they need help. And it's not just direct grant funds. It's also getting into, the people that live there, the community associations that don't have professional staff, most of them, very few of them do. And then certainly those that are the most challenged communities, neighborhoods in the city, and how can they be helped? It's an overused word sometimes, but organically, how do you get folks block by block to work together and to bring up their neighborhood and also make them aware and provide an entree, if you will, into resources that could help them, whether it's just straight up communication or other ways of getting resources to them and get made their voices heard.
Absolutely. So if folks want to help, they can contact you directly?
Yes. And we're also looking for resources to help us do that too.
Right. So they can go on your website or give you a call. And could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. Phone number is 410-539-1369.
And the website?
It is cphabaltimore, all one word, .org.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rich.
Yes.
This has been a very interesting show, and I wanted to highlight and also to commend CPHA for all the great stuff you've been doing and that you are doing.
Well, thank
you. I hope that folks respond more to the various issues that you've talked about, because we need to move forward in our region. And CPHA is an important part of doing that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Unfortunately, for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Mr. Rich Hall, who's Executive Director of Citizens Planning and Housing Association, or CPHA, for being our guest today. Thank you, Rich.
Thanks.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you very much.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.